各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
上礼拜我们才举开了灵修会。
Last week we had a spiritual cultivation seminar.
灵修会的主题是重新得力。
The theme of the seminar was, to regain strength.
负责人他们觉得我们有需要这方面的勉励。
Because the workers of God felt that we all need such an encouragement.
因为我们觉得生活在这个世界当中，我们有很多的无力感。
Because as we live in the world, often we feel powerless.
尤其我们在座当中很多都是第一代的移民。
Among us are many immigrants to the country.
移民就好像一棵大树栽种很久了。我们又突然把它挖起来移植到另外一个地方。
And we feel as if we're an old tree plucked from its roots and moved to a new place.
有很多的挣扎，有很多的缺乏。
And there are many struggles and there are many things that we lack.
不要说什么，光就语言上面，我们就觉得说这方面的力量太少了。
Just on language alone, we feel that we can't do anything.
我记得一个朋友他跟我说，他刚来美国的时候，这个英文不太好。
A friend told me that when he first arrived in the country, he couldn't speak English well.
有一次他到街上去逛街。
So once he went shopping.
我说哇，这个美国真的不一样哦，连中国餐馆起的名字都起得那么好啊。
He said, America is a good country. Even the Chinese restaurants have good names.
你看那个餐馆的名字起成金色人生 Golden Human, 哇，这多有诗情画意的一个名字啊。
Even the restaurant named Golden Human, how poetic.
后来他太太跟他讲说：“哎呀，不是 Golden Human 啊，是 Golden Hunan， 不是 Golden Human。”
His wife told him, "It's not Golden Human, but it's Golden Hunan."
我们这个很多的语言上的障碍。
There are many language problems.
一个留学生，这个为了要那个留学生为了要解决语言上的问题呢，所以去逛街一定要带一本字典呢。
So every time that friend went and shopping again, he would always carry a dictionary.
看到一个市场上面去，看到一个东西一直看不懂。
And he was in a supermarket and he couldn't tell what something was.
一个大男生一直在看说，嘿，什么叫做 hygiene product?
So a grown man was standing in the female hygiene section wondering what the merchandise was.
拿字典一直翻，这个是什么东西呢？
He kept flipping through a dictionary.
啊，突然间了解了，很不好意思啊。
And finally he found it.
因为肚子有点饿，所以赶紧抓了三瓶罐头就冲回家去了。
And then he was hungry, so he grabbed 3 cans of food and went home.
他这个三瓶罐头上面写的是 pure meat.
And he saw that the label said pure meat.
想说哎呀留学生嘛三瓶99 cents很便宜拿回家吃泡饭吃应该是可以的。
And he thought to himself it's a pretty good deal, 3 for 99 cents.
结果有个朋友到他家来看他。
So a friend visited him.
哦咦奇怪了你家这个三瓶东西吃光了你们家有没有养猫呢
And asked him, do you have cats?
他说没有啊。
He said no.
没有，你怎么买那个猫罐头开着这边吃光了呢
？And his friends asked, "Why do you have 3 empty cat food cans?"
哎，奇怪，那不是叫 pure meat 吗
？It doesn't the label say pure meat?
啊，原来 pure meat 也是给猫吃的，他都不知道啊。
But cat eat meat too.
这个就是我们第一代移民来到美国的很多无力感的地方。
So often as first generation immigrants, we feel powerless.
我们无论在生活上有无力感，在信仰上，因为各方面的冲击，我们有无力感。
In life, we feel that way, and in faith, because of all the things happen to us.
有时候在信仰上面、生活上面，我们觉得好像是大海当中的一块浮木一样。
And in our faith, we feel like a single log floating in the ocean.
我们看到木头就想要把它给抓住了。
When as we float, we see that log, we want to grab.
因为我们觉得这样就可以得到力量。
Because we can gain strength.
但是，所以我们用自己的方法来做。
So we try to solve the problems ourselves.
但是往往我们有很多在得到力量方面的盲点啊。
But there are many blind spots in regaining our strength.
我们来看看，我们早上根据以赛亚书40章来查考一下，我们在患难当中，我们所抓到的力量到底是不是合神喜悦的呢
？So I'd like to share with you from Isaiah chapter 40 and chapter 30, it's the strength that we seek really according to the will of God.
我们请看三十章以赛亚书三十章
Let's read Isaiah chapter 30
第一节到第三节
Chapter 30 verses 1-3 Woe to the obstinate children, declares the Lord, to those who carry out plans that are not mine, forming an alliance, but not by my spirit, heaping sin upon sin, who go down to Egypt without consulting me, who look for help to Pharaoh's protection, to Egypt's shade for refuge. But Pharaoh's protection will be to your shame. Egypt's shade will bring you disgrace.
请读第五节.
And also verse 5. Everyone will be put to shame because of a people useless to them, who bring neither help nor advantage, but only shame and disgrace.
以色列百姓遇到困难,
when the Israelites encounter tribulation,
他们很想要得到力量, 得到帮助,
they wanted to seek help and strength.
那时候埃及在古代的国家是一个最强大, 就如同今天美国这个国家一样。
And at the time, Egypt was the strongest nation in the world.
哇, 跑来找去的, 要帮, 请谁来帮助呢? 哇, 请最强大的国家来帮助吧。
So they said, who can help us? Let's seek after the strong nation.
结果神说, 你们所找到的这个帮助, 最后要成为你们的羞愧。
But God said, Egypt will become your disgrace.
因为你们没有寻求我的力量。
Because you did not seek strength in me.
今天我们困难的时候, 也常常要寻求埃及的帮助。
Today we often seek help from Egypt as well.
埃及的帮助代表这个世间的各种 resource, 各种力量, 各种方法。
Egypt represents the ways and the resources of the world.
我们认为知识就是力量。
We think knowledge is power.
所以我们第一代移民来到美国, 首先就是要把自己的学问充实得好。
Many immigrants come here to study.
可是我们发觉到真的这个知识一定就有办法保证我们的成功吗?
But can knowledge guarantee your success?
我们发觉到 很多哈佛大学名校毕业的也找不到工作啊。
We find many Harvard graduates who are jobless.
有时候我们觉得说, 哎呀, 那我们要寻求帮助, 也许找一个很大的公司在那边工作。
Perhaps we seek job security in a large company.
可是我觉得以前也许公司没有裁员, 你找到 AT&T, IBM, 你就有金饭碗。
But in the old days, IBM, AT&T did not lay off anyone.
但是现在已经又不一样了。
But it is different today.
我们觉得大公司可以帮助, 可以依靠的, 突然间, 他把整个部门统统关掉了。
A large company can shut down a whole entire department overnight.
所以, 埃及世界的一切, 不是我们有办法完全可以依靠跟帮助的。
We cannot completely rely on Egypt or the world.
我们当然不是说这些世间的 resource, 这些世间的资源都不重要。
Not that the world is trivial and important.
但是圣经上这边跟我们讲, 你们同谋却不由我, 结盟却不由我的灵, 换句话说, 我们更重要的是要以神为我们的依靠。
But this passage says that they carry out plans that are not God's and forming an alliance, but not by God's Spirit.
当亚伯拉罕遇到困难的时候,
when Abraham encountered trouble,
他下了埃及地去,
he went down to Egypt.
他似乎得到了很多的财产,
and in the end, he seemed to receive much wealth.
也得到了很多的仆婢,
he received many servants.
但是他万万没有想到, 因为得到了这些财产, 竟造成了他跟罗德的婚离。
But it was in fact that those properties that caused him to be separated from Lot.
他没有想到, 因为这个仆婢下嫁, 竟造成他家庭的风波, 婚姻的不美满。
It was a maid servant from Egypt, Hagar, who caused problems in his family.
我们可以一心投入这个世界, 去争取这个世界。
We spend all our efforts and our heart in the world.
但是当我们全力投入的时候, 我们会觉得到, 我们牺牲更多的家庭生活, 牺牲更多的信仰生活。
But as we put ourselves into it, we realize we've lost our family life and our life of faith.
所以当亚伯兰的儿子以撒在以色列地遇到同样问题的时候, 神叫他不要下埃及地去。
When Abraham's son Isaac encountered the same problems, God instructed him not to go down to Egypt.
神说你留在这里, 专心依靠我就行了。
God said, just remain here and rely on me.
最后神在那最困难的当中, 给他所得到的收成是100倍。
And in the end, God gave him 100-fold of harvest.
所以即使您看到您的生活, 或是您的信仰, 或是无论什么样的困难, 临到您的身上。
If today there's trouble in your life and in your faith,
但是我们专心的依靠神, 在别人看起来这是很愚昧的事情。
And if we rely on God, others may laugh at us.
但是神最后要让我们得到100倍的收成啊。
But in the end, God will give you 100-fold.
以撒的儿子, 当要下埃及的前一刻, 他不敢, 自作主张啊。
And Isaac's son did not make up his mind to go down.
我们来看一下雅各他的做法。
Let's see what Jacob did.
我们看一下创世纪46章。
Genesis chapter 46.
创世纪46章。
Genesis chapter 46.
我们请读, 第一节到第三节。
Genesis chapter 46 verses 1-3. So Israel set out with all that was his, and when he reached Beersheba, he offered sacrifice to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, Jacob, Jacob. Here I am, he replied. I am God, the God of your father, he said. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there.
我们请看第四节。
And verse 4, I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again.
到这里就好了。雅各来到别示巴，就是快要到埃及地的地方。
Jacob arrived at Beersheba right before Egypt.
他跟神做了一个献祭啊。
And he made a sacrifice to God.
神说没有关系，你可以下去。
God told him, it's all right, you can go down to Egypt.
但是你要上来。
But you will return.
这个告诉我们说，世界上的东西不是完全没有用的。
It tells us that the things of Egypt or the world is not useless.
但是我们要与神同谋。
But God must be with us.
我们要寻求神的意见，我们这样做可以吗？
We must ask God, is this okay?
我们下到埃及去，还要从那个地方再上来。
Even if we do go down to Egypt, God will bring us back.
不要用全心全意的力量来依靠世界的所有一切啊。
Don't place our entire heart and mind in the world.
前几天在圣何西教会有一场订婚典礼。
A couple of weeks ago, there was an engagement ceremony in San Jose.
那是一个我们教会的传道工人的小孩子，他的订婚，在主内订婚。
It was the engagement of a pastor's son.
那这个传道人呢，常常要到国外去，到处漂泊，所以我就很注意到他到底要跟孩子的勉励是什么。
And because the pastor is often traveling, he doesn't spend much time with his family, so I wonder what he would say to his son.
在家长勉励的时候，他就这样勉励他的孩子。
And he said,
我们看一下箴言第三章第五节。
He turned to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
箴言三章五节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
三章五节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding.
第六节。
Verse 6. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
虽然他的孩子是一个很聪明的孩子
His son was a bright young man
在这个社会上有很好的这个学业成就
And he's studied much
但是这个爸爸送给他觉得最重要的话也就是说这一辈子不要依靠自己的才能不要依靠其他的一切最重要就是要专心仰赖神
But the words from this father to his son was Do not trust on your own understanding but rely on God
相信我们神一定不会让我们来失望的
God will never disappoint.
所以得力的第一个盲点就是不一定要完全用我们的全心全意依靠世界的一切。
So the first blind spot in renewal and strength is to realize that we can't rely on the world.
我们来再来看第二个盲点。我们再看回来以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
请读第十节到第十四节。
Verses 10-14.
三十章第十节到第十四节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verses 10-14. They say to seers, see no more visions, and to the prophets, give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things, prophesy illusions. Leave this way, get off this path, and stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, this is what the Holy One of Israel says. Because you have rejected this message, rely on oppression, and depended on deceit.The sin will become for you like a high wall, cracked and bulging, that collapses suddenly in an instant. It will break in pieces like pottery, shatter so mercilessly that among its pieces not a fragment will be found, for taking coals from a hearth, for scooping water out of a cistern.
有的人在人世间找不到力量。
Many people can't find strength in the world.
他们觉得宗教就是心灵上的寄托。
And they felt that religion was a placeto rely was somewhere to rely on.
他们觉得来到教会，我们在心灵上就可以得到安慰。
Coming to church gave them comfort.
他们只要宗教的仪式，却不要宗教的实质。
They wanted the ceremonies of religion, but not the actual spirit of religion.
他们只要听说哦，你来这边有福气哦，来这边要讲八福哦，来这边要讲神的爱哦。
People come here to listen to the blessings of God.
但是如果讲说，哎，如果你不结果子的话，要被砍下来丢在火里焚烧哦。
But if you tell them, if you do not bear fruit, you will be cut down and burned.
那就说，哎呀，你这个道理讲得太玄了。
Then they will not believe you.
那如果说，哎，你是个华丽赛人哦，你是混世的混木哦，你里面装的是死人的骨头哦。
If you tell them you're Pharisees, you're whitewashed tombs.
又说,哇,这个真的是吃不下咽,你凭什么可以这样说我呢?
They may wonder, who are you to say that to me?
所以这边他们要的是,你跟他们讲柔和的话就好了,虚幻的事就可以了。
Here the people said, tell us pleasant things and illusions.
这样子真的有办法得到力量吗?
But if we do that, can we really regain strength?
当然,神的福气是丰盛的。
Of course, God's blessing is abundant.
但是当我们生活当中走差离开神话语的时候,
But once in our life, if we depart from the ways of God,
我们来教会好像是一只羊,但是回去的变成一只狼的时候,
If we are like a lamb at church, but a wolf at home,
我们还是发觉到神的力量没有办法跟我们同在的,
And God's strength is still not with us.
所以神的工人有时候要讲一些警戒的话, 甚至责备的话,
The job of God's worker to deliver his warnings.
我们看一下提摩太后书4章2节。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
提摩太后书4章2节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
新约305页。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with a great patience and careful instruction.
这边提到说神的工人有时候要教训,要责备,要警戒,要劝勉啊。
God's worker has to correct, rebuke, and encourage.
小弟哦,因为还没有职分呢。
Because I'm not yet a full-time pastor.
年纪也比较轻啊。And
I'm still pretty young.
如果看到信徒这个离开神的道理啊,
If I see a brother or sister departing from the words of God,
常常会用柔性的方法来劝勉啊,
I try to encourage with soft words.
你这样也不错啦哦, 但是如果这样更好啦,
You're doing pretty well, but it'd be better if you did this.
这次我跟这个一个传道出去实习啊,
Last week, I followed a visiting pastor around.
我觉得这个传道的做法就不太一样哦。
And that pastor did things differently.
他会先听你讲讲你的生命过程。
He would listen to you about your life.
然后听那个弟兄姐妹讲了半个小时了。
And he would let you talk for half an hour.
他会说你讲完了没有?
And said, is that all?
他说,讲完了。
And when you're done,
你讲完了,先换我讲了。
Then it was his turn to speak.
我现在要依照神的话语来对你的事情提出指导。
And he said, I will show you what God has to say. What God has to say about your life.
哇,神的话语就变成力量,一句一句的出来了。
And the word of God became his strength.
他说,你不要再生活在死荫的幽暗当中。
Encourage them, do not live in the valley of the shadow of death.
要再继续问神说,为什么我有这么多的困难?
Do not keep asking, why do I have so many problems?
我们已经被神所拣选了,你是何等人物啊?
Because you are so precious that you're chosen by God.
神是何等的爱你?
God loves you so much.
你应该走出这个阴暗的这个地方啊。
You have to depart from the dark places.
这个圣经一节一节又出来了。
And he kept referring to the Bible
我看那个听的弟兄姐妹有听到,
one by one.
眼泪一直掉下来啊。
And the listeners are always touched to tears.
再祷告下去。
And when we prayed,
再看见到了被圣灵充满得到圣灵啊。
They're filled with the Holy Spirit, and some received the Holy Spirit.
我觉得神的工人需要这样的勇气啊。
And God's worker needs courage like this.
如果我们看到一个信徒真的长了一个瘤, 如果手上一个瘤啊,
If we see a believer who has a physical tumor,
你会说,哇,你这个瘤, 长得也蛮好看的嘛, 没有关系啦, 穿个长衣盖起来就好了, 还好不是长在头上。
Well, you tell them that tumor looks pretty good, you can cover it with a long sleeve shirt.
这样子,但这个毒瘤还是会让它死掉的。
But the tumor can lead to death.
有时候神的工人就是要下动决心,就说你这个毒瘤挥割不可啊。
God's worker must be able to speak out and said, you must cut off that tumor.
割那个毒瘤的过程是痛苦的。
It is a painful process.
当信徒被指出错误的时候,那是一种痛苦的感觉。
It is hard to point out the wrongs of God.
但是有时候如果不正面指出来的话,那个毒瘤还在, 它就会继续软弱下去啊。
If we do not speak the truth, then that poison remains.
它就继续软弱下去啊。
And they'll continue to be weak.
唯有那个毒瘤问题的症结拿出来解决了, 它才有办法重新再得到力量。
Only when you remove the root of the problem, that tumor can then regain strength.
所以神的言语才是真正力量来源。
The word of God is the true source of strength.
行道才有办法得到神道理的力量。
Only when we carry out His words can we receive strength from His words.
而不是只有在这里听到守这个宗教的仪式而已。
It's not enough to come here and listen and to observe the ceremony.
所以 以赛亚书三十章提到说，他们藐视先知的讲事啊，讲论啊。
Isaiah 30 says they despised the prophet's teaching.
三十章十二节说，因为你们藐视这训诲的话，依赖欺压和乖僻，以为可靠啊。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 12 says, because you have rejected this message.
所以我们今天听到神的话语，我们你我包括我在内，我们都用虚心的态度把它接受下来。
Today, if you and I hear the word of God, we must receive it humbly.
今天有的人只要神不要神的话。
Today, many people want God, but not God's word.
也就是说，我有困难的时候，神啊，请你来帮助我。
When they have problems, they ask God for help.
但是我不想要遵守你的话语来遵行啊。
But they do not want God's word. They do not want to observe.
我们看到这样的朋友，他虽然很认真在祷告。
Then we see many people praying very hard.
但是因为没有神的话语在心中。
But because they do not have the words of God in their heart.
以至于魔鬼在他身上的工作，他没有办法分辨。
And they could not discern between the work of God and the work of the devil.
神的话才是我们的力量。
God's word is our power.
我们不要来藐视。
Do not despise it and reject it.
我们在这是第二个盲点，就是要我们要，就是我们不要以为只有宗教的仪式就好，我们要进入道理的深处啊。
So this is the second pitfall. Do not put your energy in the ceremonies of religion, but in the word of God.
有一个信徒呢，他信主一年了。
There's a believer who has believed for a year.
他的先生还没有信主。
Her husband is still not a believer.
他们在周年纪念的时候呢，这个太太就跟先生这样说。
And during their wedding anniversary, she said to her husband.
她说：“老公啊，我嫁给你，我觉得好幸福哦。
I'm so lucky to have married you.
你对我实在是太好了。
You're so good to me.
但是哦。”所以这个幸福的当中，我今天只有对你唯一的一个请求了。
But I only ask you one thing.
你一定要答应我。
You have to say yes.
这是我这一辈子最大的期待。
This is my, the great hope in my life.
就是从今以后，你可不可以跟我来聚会，来信主？
Can you come to church with me and believe in God?
这个先生就问他一个问题啊。
And the husband asked her.
他说，你信主一年之后，你会不会这个撒谎呢？
You've been a Christian for a year. Do you still lie?
他说，不太会了，但是偶尔撒个这个白色的谎言，有时候会做到。
And she said, not really, but sometimes you have to tell white lies.
他说，我也是一样啊，我也有时候也是要撒一个白色的谎言呢。
And her husband said, so do I.
他说，你信主耶稣之后呢，你偶尔会不会去打个小牌呢？
And he said again, when do you still gamble with your friends?
他说。也会啦齁，因为有时候人家三缺一嘛，你不去就不太好意思了齁。
And she said sometimes when friend asks her, she has to go and keep them company.
他说是啊，我也是一样啊，我没有信耶稣，但是人家叫我打牌，三缺一我不好意思，我也会去打，平常我也是不打的。
And her husband said, I'm not a believer, but sometimes I still also have to keep my friend's company.
他问他太太，你信的耶稣到底跟我有没有什么不一样呢？
Then he asked her,Is there a difference between a Christian and a non-Christian?
太太听了眼泪就掉下来了。
And her tears fell down her eyes.
跑到房间里面去关起来一个人在那边痛哭流泪祷告悔改。
She ran into the room and prayed to God in tears.
先生以为他说错话了，赶快要来跟太太道歉啊。
Her husband heard her crying and came to apologize.
太太对不起哦，我实在不是故意这样要激你的。
He said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
太太跟他说，你不要跟我说对不起，是我要跟你说对不起。
But the wife replied, I'm sorry for you. I have to apologize for you.
我很对不起你，也对不起神啊。
Because I've sinned against you and sinned against God.
因为在我生命当中，你看不到神在我身上。
In my life, you did not see God.
所以你看不到基督的美啊。
You did not see the beauty of Jesus Christ.
以至于你没有办法来相信这位神。
So you can't believe in God.
他了解到原来行为才是真正生活的力量。
She realized that.Her life is the strength.
神的话语在她当中行出来，才是她见证的一个最大的力量啊。
Only she can only be a witness for God with a strength in her life.
这个是我们每个人都应该追求的。
This is the same strength all of us should seek.
我们再来看第三个盲点。
Let's study the third point.
第三个盲点就是人想要用自己的方法来寻求力量。
People sought strength from their own methods.
我们看回来以赛亚书三十章十六节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 16.
三十章十六节
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 16 You said, No, we will flee on horses, therefore you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses, therefore your pursuers will be swift.
这边提到说他们要骑马奔走走得很快啊。
the people will flee on their horses.
但是他们以为这样就可以得到力量。
They thought they would receive strength from that.
今天我们也有这种感受。
Today we often feel this way.
我们这个浩大的世界，我们可以靠谁呢？
Who can we rely on in this world?
我们只有靠自己才能够挣出一番的天地，不是吗？
It seems that we ourselves alone can fight in the
world. 所以有人说，一句话这样说，靠山会倒，靠水会干啊，靠人不如靠自己啊。
You can't rely on anyone but yourself.
但是真的，你尽最大的努力就有办法达成你的心愿，又有办法得到成功吗？
But is it true that as long as you work hard, you can accomplish anything you want?
以扫想要杀死大卫。扫罗王想要杀死大卫，对不起。
King Saul wanted to kill David.
他用了很多的努力，想要来完成这个心愿。
That was his great wish, and he put all his effort in.
有两次的机会，似乎他已经可以把大卫给杀死了。
Twice he had a chance to kill David.
但是神不成全，他还是没有办法做得到。
But because God did not allow it, he could not.
所以我们中国人说，人算不如天算呢。
We cannot fight against God.
人算不如天算了。圣经上说，千放在怀里，定是由神呢。
And God says you may play cast many lots, but it is God who decides.
我们自己可以努力。
We can work hard.
但是如果神不保守，我们的努力最后变成白费啊。
But if God does not preserve us, all of our work is in vain.
我们国中的时候，小弟参加过一个接力赛跑的比赛啊。
I was on the track team in high school.
小弟是跑第二棒。
I was the second.I was the second runner in the relay.
跑到我的时候呢，我们那一队已经是倒数第二名了。
By the time when it was my turn, we were already second to last.
那因为我们那个 relay 不是四个人，有很多的人呢，哈。
Because there were many people on the relay team.
最后我们有一个同学呢，他就有办法超过，变成第二名那个 relay 的第二名。
So, by the last runner, we were in the second place.
最后一棒哦，然后那个最后一棒的那第二名，我眼看就是剩下十码而已啊。
So when the runners were only 10 meters from the finish line,
我看那个跑第一名的哈，他就回头看了。
I saw that the runner in the first place turned around to look.
他突然间跌倒啊。
But then he tripped.
这第二名突然变成第一名突然变成最后一名啊。
So he dropped from first place to last.
我们第二名的那个同学最后变成第一名。
So my teammate who was in second place took first.
我觉得人生常常是这样子的。
Our life is like a race.
我们常常尽自己最大能力，好像在一点点我就要成功了。
We can try so hard almost until the finish line.
但是神不保守，哇，一下就垮掉了。
But if God does not help us, we can trip.
我们看一下。诗篇127篇第一节
Let's read Psalm 127 verse 1
诗篇127篇第一节
Psalm 127 verse 1 Psalm 127 verse 1 Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stands guard in vain.
所以更重要的是神对我们努力的看守努力的保守
The most important isIf God watches over us,
我们就有办法保持我们努力的成果了。
And we can earn the fruits of our labor.
所以我们不要依靠自己的努力而已。
Let's not rely on ourselves only.
不要依靠宗教的仪式而已。
Let's not rely on the acts of religion.
不要依靠世间的一切资源而已。
And not in the resources of the world.
那么得力的要点在哪里呢？
And what is the essential point of regaining strength?
我们看回来以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 30.
三十章的第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
三十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation.In quietness and trust is your strength, but you will have none of it.
这边提到，我们得到力量的一个秘诀是从心里面去追求的。
The secret of regaining strength is to start from a heart.
不是对外在的追求。
It's not to pursue something outside of us.
我们会觉得这是圣经的方法。
This is the biblical way.
当以色列来到这个红海边呢？
When Israel arrived at the Red Sea.
好紧张，好紧张。
they were scared and frightened.
因为前面红海后面追兵，他们生命就没有啦。
Because the Egyptians were pursuing them, and they were at the Red Sea.
大家在那边大骂，在那边啊，这个情绪这个很不安定。
The people wailed and were anxious.
那时候摩西怎么样跟他们说的呢
？So what did Moses tell them?
我们看出埃及记十四章十四节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 14, verse 14.
出埃及记十四章十四节。
Exodus chapter 14, verse 14.Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
听到说你们只管静默，不要作声啊。
Moses instructed them to be still and quiet.
十三节又说不要惧怕，只管站住啊。
Verse 13 says, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm."
有时候当我们在很慌乱的时候，心中不安的时候，会觉得我们心中真的会失去了力量哎。
When our heart isn't at peace, then we lose strength.
但是那时候你静下来了。
But if you are still,
你想想看，两百多人一下子静下来了。
Imagine 2 million people suddenly become quiet.
你听到了是什么声音呢
？What would you hear?
你听到海浪的声音。
You hear the waves.
你也听到马蹄滴滴答答的声音。
You hear the horses.
你突然听到一股好大的风声吹过来，吹动你的头发。
You hear the sound of a great wind.
啊，把你的发丝给吹动了。
You blow through your hair.
突然这个海风呢，把整个海水吹成一道墙啊
！And that wind will blow through the sea.
那这个前面，因为你有看到摩西的杖举起来放在海啊啊，指向海的那里呀、啊。
And you will see Moses raising his staff and point them to the sea. When Israel fought against Jericho, they used the same method.
众百姓要绕城七天。
The people circled the city for 7 days.
那时候，耶稣亚夫，你们不可以有声音。
Joshua instructed them to be quiet.
你们不可以七嘴八舌啊。
They cannot talk.
这样才有办法一心一意的听到那个角声的呼喊。
Only then could they hear the sound of the horn, the trumpets.
当神要工作的时候，我们心中要静起来，静起来就是一种力量的凝聚啊。
When God works, we must be quiet and let the strength gather within us.
当我们力量凝聚起来之后，才有办法产生那种力量的爆发性啊。
And when the strength gathers, it will come out from within us.
真的混乱当中，我们听不到神的力量，听不到神的声音。
We cannot hear,
看不到神的力量。
We cannot hear or see God if we're not quiet.
当以利亚躲在洞里面大发热心的时候
，When Elijah hid in the cave,
神用风、用火、用山崩在他面前显示。
God showed him signs through fire and wind and mountains.
但是圣经上讲，神不在火中，不在风中，不在石中啊。
But the Bible also says God is not in the wind or fire or mountain.
神是用微小的声音提醒以利亚。
But rather, God whispered to Elijah.
以利亚，你在这里做什么
？Elijah, what are you doing here?
你在这里做什么
？What are you doing here?
如果以利亚因为风、因为火、因为石头而心里混乱
If Elijah became distressed over the fire and the wind.
他有办法听到神那个微小的声音吗
？Could he hear God's whisper?
唯有当我们心灵静下来的时刻
，When we quiet down our hearts,
我们才有听到神在我们生命当中那一点那个微小的指示。
Then we can hear the still small voice of God.
有一次在家庭聚会的时候
，Once during family service,
有一个小朋友大概三岁四岁，他找不到妈妈。
There was a little boy who's 3 years old who couldn't find his mom.
就一直叫妈妈妈妈。
He kept crying, mom, mom.
妈妈你在哪里
？Where are you, mom?
找不到妈妈，他又越哭越大声啊。
He couldn't see her, and he cried even louder.
他小小年纪抬头看不到妈妈在哪里。
But he forgot to raise his head to look.
妈妈事实上在后面一直在跟他讲说 ，Kevin, 我在这里。Kevin, 我在这里。
His mom was standing right behind him, saying, "Kevin, I'm here."
可是妈妈的声音因为不舒服，声音很小。
But his mom had a soft voice.
他的哭声盖过了妈妈的呼，妈妈的回答的声音呢
？His voice of crying was louder than his mom's voice.
他还是找不到妈妈。
So he could not hear or see.
我们的信仰常常是这样子的。
Our faith is just like this.
我们的哭声大过于神。大过于神给我们的呼唤声啊
！Sometimes our cries are louder than God's voice.
我们只听到自己的声音，而没有办法静下来听到神那个细微的呼唤声。
We can only hear our own voice instead of God's whisper.
我们在生活上也是一样的。
In life, it is the same.
这次我们天窗大来跟我们上讲道人演讲习会。
And last week we had the seminar leader seminar.
他教我们怎么样
The sermon leader seminar.
消除紧张呢
And he taught us a trick to if we become nervous.
他说讲道的时候你紧张的时候该怎么办呢
He said if you're on the pulpit and got nervous, what should you do?
他说你就深呼吸然后呢肚子挺得大大的推肚子一下这样子
He said take a deep breath and push your tummy against the pulpit
我小弟试过我也是深呼吸可是怎么老是挺不到这个讲桌啊大概肚子太小了
I've tried it but no matter how big of a breath I take my tummy couldn't reach the pulpit
他说这样就可以消除紧张了
But he said that is a way to cure your nervousness
这个真是其实这个方法就是真的是让我们心静下来的方法
But that is a way to quiet ourselves.
我们就不再有害怕的感觉。
And we won't be afraid.
小弟第一次在这个游泳池游泳的时候。
I remember the first time I swam in the pool.
因为在游泳池以前，小弟曾经在乡下的河流里面玩过水。
I grew up in the countryside and we play near the rivers.
那个水不是太深。所以在那边玩的时候，我就觉得自己好像会游泳了。
But the river near my house wasn't too deep, so I thought I was a good swimmer.
到了游泳池的时候，我就没有看到那个深度大小，我就扑通一声就跳下去了。
So the first time I saw a pool, I jumped in.
哇，我觉得哇不行啊，我是不会游泳的人呢。
But then I realized I wasn't a swimmer.
在害怕当中哦，你会一直挣扎哦，你会一直在那边啊、哦，一直要挣扎这样子。
And then when I was afraid, I kicked around and struggled.
那你发觉到你越挣扎越沉下去耶
But then the more I moved, the deeper I sank.
哦，我想说，哇，这下死定了，这个英年早逝，这不是太惨了吗
？And I thought to myself, it is such a shame if I die at a young age in a pool.
结果突然想到那个宗教教育的老师跟我们提到了一个方法了。
But then I remember my religious education teacher telling me.
他说你遇到困难的时候哦，你就是要默祷，
When you...
要喊哈利路亚。
When you have problems, just say hallelujah to God.
可是在水中你一喊哈利路亚，那你不是水吃的更多吗
？But I was in the pool. I couldn't say anything.
结果我就心中默祷了。
So I prayed in my heart.
很奇怪哦，当你心中默祷的时候，你这个手不再这样，你是合起来的，那你的身体变得很轻松了。
Miraculously, when I started moving and clasped my hands, then I felt.Much easier.
那个水的浮力就自动从下面把我给推上来了。
And when I quiet myself down, the water lifted me up.
这让我们体会到，真的在我们安静下来，力量就来了。
In quietness is our strength.
如果我们想要失败的话
，If we fail,
我们就要乱吧，我们就乱吧，就慌乱吧。
If you want to fail, then go ahead and make as much noise as you want.
当神帮以色列人打仗的时候
，When God fought for the Israelites,
就是让那他那个敌人在慌乱当中啊
He defeated the enemies through chaos、
哦、尤其以色列人啊，神帮以色列人打倒埃及就是神突然间从云中呢来看埃及兵呢哎，那埃及兵看哇怎么神的形象显现出来心中慌乱连那个啊马车的轮子都倒下来了
How did God defeat the Egyptians? He showed himself to them and they became afraid
这是我们真的要安静这是我们得力的要诀啊
That isA key to regaining strength.
第一个要诀就是我们要安稳啊。
Second, we must be calm.
安稳在英文这个意思就是要有 confidence, 要有 trust, 就是我们有懂得信赖，懂得交托。
And we must have trust in God.
当一个婴孩在妈妈的怀抱当中，他是有力量的。
A baby in the mother's arms feels strong.
因为他有安稳的感觉。
Because he feels secure and trust.
我们常常觉得约瑟的力量来自于哪里？
Where did Joseph's strength come from?
我们每次有人在做见证，就说他得到神的恩典，是因为他遵守神的命令。
Remember many testimonies where people shared that they received peace because they obeyed God's words.
哦，他因为守道理，所以神就祝福他。
And God blessed them because they kept God's word.
可是，在约瑟的身上是完全相反的经历啊。
But Joseph's life was completely opposite.
约瑟的爸爸叫他到野地里面去看他的哥哥。
His father told him to find his brothers.
他到一个地方找不到，他是可以放弃的。
When he first couldn't find his brothers, he could have given up.
可是因为了要听爸爸的话，他在走了好几十里的路，终于找到了哥哥。
But because he wanted to obey his father, he walked many more miles.
想不到因为要遵守圣经的教训，听爸爸的话，自己竟然被卖了。
And because it was because he obeyed his father's words that he was sold to Egypt.
啊，他到埃及地的时候，他的祖母想要跟他做坏事。
And in Egypt, his master's wife seduced him.
想不到他为了要守神的诫命，竟然被下到监狱里面去了。
And because he obeyed the words of God, he was imprisoned.
如果他今天放弃了神
，if he gave up on God,
他就没有这样的困难。
He would not have had all these problems.
那为什么他有这些？力量继续遵守神的道理呢
Why did he have the strength to continue to obey?
因为他对神一直信赖的那种 confidence 那种 trust 一直在神身上的
Because he had complete trust in God
所以他能够对这个他的祖母说我怎能够做这大恶得罪神呢
He told his master's wife How can I sin against God?
所以他可以对酒政说解梦不是出于神吗
He could say to the cupbearers It is up to God to interpret your dreams
所以他可以对法老说这个解梦不在乎我是在乎神神必将安慰的话赐给你啊
And he could say to Pharaoh It is God who will bring comfort to you
从他的对别人的回答当中，我们发觉到神一直是他心中一股很坚定的力量。
From his words, we can see that God remains the strength in his heart.
所以这就是他力量的来源呐。
And that is the source of the strength.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天要得到力量，一定要得到神住在我们的心中。
Brothers and sisters, today, if you want to regain strength, you must ask God to live in your hearts.
我们要花起热心来参加晚间的聚会。
And let us come to services at night.
让我们把时间拨出来参加每一次祷告的聚会的活动。
Let's take the time to pray.
因为当神在你心中的时候，你就会知道说，你外面的力量的困难就变得越来越小了。
Because when God lives in us, you find that the troubles around you are small.
我们现在在花起了这个祷告的活动。
Right now, we have tried to encourage other believers to pray.
我们会知道很多弟兄姐妹真的有。神成为他们心中的安稳啊
And God has indeed become a comfort in many brothers and sisters.
有一个弟兄跟我讲哦，他在家庭里面的祷告哦，或者到他那个圣灵的充满，就好像六年前他第一次得到圣灵一样啊。
A brother shared with me now that he has started to pray again, he felt as if he's like his prayer 6 years ago when he received the Holy Spirit.
有一个姐妹她说，她已经很久祷告没有那样的感觉了。
And sister said she never felt as good in prayer.
所以让我们回到神那边，这是。我们得到力量的一个要诀啊
Let us return to God. This is the key to receiving strength.